All right, there we go. Much better.
Okay, so welcome another episode. I know last week we were supposed to record, we didn't because someone went to the happiest place on earth.
Wow, I wonder who that could be. Man, that's crazy, huh?
No, but he went off with his family, had an amazing time, a well-deserved holiday.
Yeah, especially because
Probably.
2020 was ridiculous.
No, yeah. And especially your 2020. You went through a lot, so you got a well-deserved break. And I'm pretty sure on another episode, we could probably talk about, like, if we do a story time, we could talk about what you did there.
Yeah, we can do that at some point. Let's right now we do have to stay focused because we do have to do Pokemon. Yeah, that's the name. That's what
Yes.
we're talking about.
So before we get into Black and White, Pokemon Go. I feel like there's something we should talk about with that. I just
Pokemon
can't
Go?
figure out. Yeah, did we talk about Kanto? I think we talked about Kanto.
So we did
Is there
talk about
something
Kanto. Right now, really the only thing that's going on is unless you're being coy about it, really the only thing that that's going on right now is that the Therian forms are actually coming to Pokemon Go. So we're getting raids right now for all of the weather trio. That being Thunderous, Tornadus, and Landorus. Their shinies just came out, and their Therian forms are coming out sometime later this month. So that's also going to be super lit.
Oh, I saw an article trying to guess what this year's Mystic for Go Fest is going to be. And they're guessing Gen 4 was skipped last year. Because starting with the original Go Fest going up to last year, it was Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 5. So they were guessing either a Gen 4 or a Gen 6. And they boiled it down to, like, I believe it was Shaynim or Deoncé. So I want to hear what you think it could be like. What's your guess for this year's Go Fest? Because that's coming up, isn't it?
So to be honest, I'm hoping for Shaynin. I know we got Victini last year, but that
Right.
doesn't that's skipping a generation because we still need to get Shaynin, like both the Shaynin forms into Pokemon Go, and we also still need to get
Manaphy.
We still need to get Manaphy too from what was that, Gen 3?
No, Manaphy was Gen 4.
What's damn, all right, I guess
It was.
so stuff I gotta learn. But yeah, so there's still some Gen 4 legendaries that we and not legendaries, there's still Gen 4 mythicals that we gotta go get. So I'm hoping that it's Shaymin, because that's my favorite.
Yeah, Shaynim's cool. And I know if we get one somehow in Black and White, there is a lady at a Pokemon Center would give us the flower to change its forms. No, sounds cool stuff, but going into Unova, I guess. Going straight into it, we got a lot to cover.
Actually, yeah, we do. So from last time, we just took on Alisa, but now we have we're on our way over to Driftvale City. That's where we left off last time. And there's a bunch of stuff that happens in Driftvale. Like a lot.
Yeah,
Like a
so
lot happens over there.
do you mind if I cover Route 5 a bit?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
All right, so as soon as we leave, we hit Route 5, and our favorite nerd of them all, Bianca, because, it's no longer Charon. He's still a nerd, but, like, Bianca's our favorite nerd now. She pops up, and she's like, "Hey, did you know that you can find hidden grottos? And hidden grottos is a unique thing, specific to the sequels to Black and White. Hidden grottos are areas where you can just run in there and find either an item or a Pokemon, just because they thought they can fit in extra stuff in the game." So she led us to one, and I'm probably going to look up where the other ones are, but the way they work is you go between trees in specific locations and you find this little hidden tunnel, this secret tunnel, if you will. I can hear my sister in the background. in her
Secret
dorm, miles away,
tunnel.
singing
Secret
just that.
tunnel. That's a good
And
song,
for
though.
the very first, it is. And for the very first one that they show us for this Hidden Grotto tutorial, they give us the 5% chance Menchino, which I caught in name Tidy because he's hiding in a hidden grotto.
I also
And
caught
after
him.
that,
I'm actually going to
yes.
count that as a regular encounter. So I caught him
I
in
know
an
those are
unusual.
static encounters.
What's up?
Those are static. Those are static encounters. So you know, like Fungus, Voltorb, they'd like hide as items and they count as static encounters.
Yeah.
These also count as overworld static encounters.
Never knew that. Well,
Yeah,
I didn't know
because
about
like
Grotto
you
until
can
the
see them
game, so
right in
that
the
makes
world.
sense.
Yeah, we also meet Mr. Shrimp's favorite. Well, I guess we don't meet him. We've seen him before. But in this game, we meet Mr. Shrimp's favorite biker.
Oh my God, is it Heartbreaker
Yes.
Charles?
It is Heartbreaker Charles. And here we see, I think you had a rotation battles. I think he shows you rotation, but in my case, he showed us triple battles. And it's always fun to get that tutorial again, that experience.
Yeah,
And it's
so
always fun to break his heart when he loses.
to confirm, it was a rotation battle. And
Okay.
honestly, they're still pretty interesting. I wish there was more to them because with rotation battles, just as a refresher, you throw in three Pokemon at the same time and you can rotate whoever's in front on your turn and they'll go immediately after you rotate them. So it's like this whole mind game. Oh, by the way, whatever Pokemon's fastest, that whole team goes first. So it's actually like super cool. It's really in depth, and I wish there was more to it. Like I wish more games used it, but I'm glad that I got in this game.
As for triple battles, they're just like double battles, but with three. Give me one second. Señora. No, I'm not sure if my name was heard, but slight interruption. Apologies.
Your name was not heard.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, like I was saying, it's just like doubles, but with three, hence the name triple. Yeah. So after him, after him we go to Driftvale, and there's a lot that changed in, I think it was 2 year difference between games. Yeah, so I'm gonna have you tell us about the big differences,
So,
because even not story-wise, even just visually, it's huge.
it's actually ridiculous how much has changed. So when you get into Driftvale, like you see the same old flower patch and stuff. But it's like the buildings are way bigger. There's more skyscrapers. Some things are covered in gold. It's as if like the whole city just like completely like they prospered and they're thriving right now. Like all the marts are bigger. There's more people in the houses. Like
I
the
feel like they're hotels now.
maybe, but one of the biggest things is that the cold storage is gone actually. They have this big, huge like subway looking tunnel. It's not actually a subway tunnel. There's no train in there, but it looks like a huge like subway tunnel that leads into a different area, which we'll get into a little bit here. But the main thing is that like,
Mr. Shrimp,
yeah,
did you say secret tunnel?
it's okay. So normally I'd go along with you, but this is a very conspicuous tunnel. This tunnel is out for everybody to
Yeah,
see.
it's not a
Conspicuous
secret.
tunnel. If you want to do that.
Nah,
But yeah,
I'm not gonna write
it's
that part.
actually it's huge. It's actually like a very, very noticeable difference. The gym is
Yeah.
completely different. They have a new tunnel towards the back of the city, They actually have a tunnel that's supposed to be them trying to dig a tunnel directly to Twist Mountain instead of having you like run all the way around like a stupid, you know. I think that that is
Yeah.
a wonderful idea, although they won't let me in because I didn't what's it called? I didn't
We don't have enough badges.
yeah, I
Let's
didn't
be
do what they needed
honest.
me to do.
No. But yeah, there's a lot of things that goes on, and right away, we get to see Team Plasma versus Team Plasma. And that's a lot of fun. You know, one of them is like, hey, let's go do what we used to do and just rob shit. And this guy that's saying it, he's in the new uniform, the sleek black pirate design. And he's talking to someone who's wearing the old knight in shining armor, chivalrous plasma uniform. The person in the old uniform is just turning him down. He's like, no, that's what we used to be. No, we can't do that anymore. That's not bueno. That's no. And would not approve. And Hugh, or you named him Hugo?
Yeah. We can just call him
Hugh or
Hugh. That's fine.
Hugo. Hugh or Hugo, I'm naming him Juice now.
I love that. That's his name now.
His name is Juice. Our rival Juice just comes in and is like, no, just shutting down Team Plasma. I guess this is where he and us, we really see the real difference between the past Plasma and the new Plasma. I forget who appears. I think it's Zinzolin. Is it Zinzolin or?
It is one of the seven sages, but I could not tell you off the top of my head which one it is.
One of the seven sages comes and he brings us over to, I believe, where the Pokemon fan club used to be. And he starts telling us about what's happened with Team Plasma and their Great Divide. So, Mr. Shrimp, tell us about the Great Divide.
So within Team Plasma, basically two factions opened up. Like all of Team Plasma got its butt handed to them 2 years ago, but some of them still wanted to go and seize Pokemon and take over the world because they wanted to follow Getsis because Getsis was trying to use Pokemon to take over the world. But the other faction wanted to follow Lord N and wanted to release that the Pokemon that they had and actually build relationships with people and Pokemon, you know, kind of coexist because that's what N learned at the end of Black and White. So you
Yes.
have these two factions of people that are both at odds with each other because they
Plasma.
both carry the name Plasma, right? So from there, Hugo butts into the conversation and says, you know, like, where are all the Pokemon that you stole from 2 years ago? How dare you? You know, typical angsty anime protagonist stuff. And the person in the team in the black Team Plasma clip is like, oh, dude, I can't cause trouble right now. I'll beat you later. And he like runs off. But the white Team Plasma dude, in like the white like old knight getup, which is what they were going for last time, he says that he actually wants to make amends, and he asks you to follow him to like this house where other people from Team Plasma are there, where Plasma are, and he wants to actually like reform and make good positive changes to help people and Pokemon. And Hugo says that he's full of shit. And he's like, I mean, you can believe that if you want, but if you want to actually hear what's going on, then come back to the house in the back of the city. And Hugo runs there immediately, but it gives us time to explore.
Yeah, it brings up a good point how you're describing it. It makes me realize that yes, there are two factions of Team Plasma, and now we need to differentiate them when we tell the narrative. So we should probably give these two factions names.
Probably.
Okay. Of what do we name the old faction, the good faction?
So we can just do we can just do Plasma and Neo Plasma because like Neo is like new.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
Plasma,
okay. That
or we can do like
helps a lot.
we can do old Plasma, Neo Plasma, or like we could do
Old and new.
we can do black and white plasma, but that doesn't matter. Like that
Yeah,
specific
the
stuff,
point is
I'm
bad
liking.
and good.
Yeah. So with all that being said, We follow that guy to the back of the city where we he wasn't lying. He was actually talking. He was speaking the truth because there's a lot of Team Plasma people back there. You want to explain?
Yeah, so we go into this building and a lot of them have Overworld Sprite Pokemon next to them. They're like, well, we're trying to find out where we stole them from so we can give them back. I forget, I think it's one in the very back of the building, and they're like, well, this one's gotten attached to me and I don't know what to do or how to feel about this. We also see End's two, I guess sisters, I'll call them, that we saw in End's Castle in the last game. They don't say a lot. It's not very, it's weird because in the last game they gave us a lot of End's history, and right now they're not giving us anything. But the sage does give us something. He gives us End's old Zora, which is pretty cool because this is the only way you can obtain it without an event. And that's about it. Yeah, he Mr. Shrimp talked about the Great Divide. Actually, Mr. Shrimp, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're super silent. I do this whenever everyone gets silent. I'm like, hello? Am I alone?
That's actually a pretty good thing to do because sometimes it'll just cut us out for whatever reason.
But yeah, you already covered what the Great Divide between the old faction and new faction are. And aside from getting this Zora, there isn't much to say about Team Plasma in this particular moment. But it does bring us, I believe this is before the gym. Yeah, before the gym where we do face off against Hugh, Juice. I'm gonna call him Juice now, against Juice. In the Pokemon World Tournament. And this is something I'm excited for as a post-game thing because this is where we can face past gym leaders, past champions, and so on and so forth. Here, it's a mandatory story thing just so that they show us how it works. And we might have to do an episode about this in post-game. But as of right now, just a quick rundown, it's a tournament. And we face off against three people in this tournament. First, we face off. I know that we enter, Hugh enters, Cloris enters, and Charon enters. I don't know if we face Charon or Hugh. I can't say for the life of me. I know they're involved, but it ends up as a final battle against Cloris. As a mandatory part of the story, so we get how the world tournament works, so that we see how much stronger this random guy has become, and so that we can get our asses handed to us if we're not prepared.
Yo,
I was prepared.
I was, but it still took me by surprise.
It's a really cool gimmick. It's a really cool supplement to, I guess, like, what was that thing in Hoenn, the Battle Frontier? A lot of people weren't really liking the subway, so it's a really good replacement for the subway for like a post game here. Go face off against everyone in the past.
Just do it. Get in there.
Everyone but the Elite Four. But I think it's a really cool thing just to throw in there. It's nice. And I feel like after we beat the game, once we go back, I feel like that's when we get to truly appreciate this little thing. As of right now, it's just there. It's nice. And then we get to the gym that took all the lemonades that I saved up from doing movies. I've got like six lemonades left, and I had like 40 something.
Damn. Damn. You actually had like mad amount of stuff in
So, yeah, what was our challenge for this, Jim? Tell us about that.
So, one second. So, with this gym, shit.
You got your revenge.
I did get my revenge, but this wasn't the gym that we had to do. Was this the gym that we had to do max stats? Was that this one?
No, this was monotype, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it was prototype.
Okay, I'm very glad I did Monotype anyway, since I still did the challenge.
No, last was monotype.
Shit. What was it?
I don't remember what the challenge was, but tell us about
Okay,
the
so
gym. Screw it.
I so this is still a monotype single Pokemon max stats team, right? So I did three challenges in
Right.
one. That was my challenge. How about that one?
Yes, I'll accept that.
With that team, what I did was not with that team. Let me tell you about the gym a little bit first, and then I'll talk about like my experience with it. So Clay's
Yeah.
gym has changed. The central gimmick still revolves around elevators, but now you go down an elevator and there's a huge like grid maze of platforms and elevators that you have to go through, and it's all in the dark. So every time you step on a new elevator
Yeah.
platform, a spotlight shines on it and reveals everything on that platform and all the ways you can go from that platform. And so you have to go,
Spooky.
yeah. So you have to go through the dark, trying to like network your way through all of these like elevator platforms, trying to find out any clues towards where Clay might be in the darkness, fighting trainers on the way, and trying to see like sneaky ways to get between platforms and stuff. And there are elevators that raise you high, but that's really just to see where you are in relation to everyone else,
Yeah.
which is pretty
Honestly,
dope.
I'm liking this change a lot. It is. There are parts where you go under, like you're on one platform, and then you go under the one in front or behind you just to get to another platform. I think it's really cool. It reminds me of I think his name is Byron, the Steel type gym leader from Sinnoh. Reminds me of his gym a bit, except it's dark. And if you don't like the dark or being 6 feet underground or dirt, you're not going to be a fan. But it was fine. It was easy. Mr. Shrimp, talk about your revenge. Tell us what happened last time you fought him and tell us about your revenge.
Oh my God, it was phenomenal. Okay, so the thing is that if you guys remember from our last playthrough in Just Black and White, so my phone is in charger for some reason. So in Just Black and White, we had a monotype. We had like a monotype challenge there too. So in that challenge, what we had to do was we basically could only go in with our starter and like the type of our starter, and then that was it, right? So I had Ambor, and Karasu had Samurott, which I have Samurott this time,
Yes.
and I want to get you guys to remember that Ambor is a fire fighting type, fire fighting against a ground type gym, and it's mono type, so it's the worst thing on the planet. It was so bad trying to fight that, like I had to overlevel the hell out of my Emboar, overlevel the hell out of like
Me.
so many other things, so that I could like figure out what was going on with that. Luckily I was able to pull through, but it was not fun. It took a lot of revives and it took a lot of potions and a lot of money from me.
It was so much fun. Last go, me and Percy had a splash.
Yeah, man. And now I get that. So I came in I came in with Merman and I wrecked house. It was not even close. So the boosting move that I have right now is Focus Energy. I should have
Right.
replaced it for literally anything else, but I didn't. Wow, what am I trying to say? So the thing is that I had it so that it was max crits, and he was holding like a Mystic Water so that it could just like mess stuff up. The thing is that I knew that I was gonna be missing out on money, so what I would do was I would just switch Merman in. I wouldn't fight anybody. I would just like start off with
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
I would start off with what's his name? I had a Sandile. His name is Ricky because he's actually a boy this time. And he had my amulet coin on him, and I was like, you know what? Just hold that. I just won't attack with you. I'll just switch Merman Harmon in and then go wreck house, and that's what we did.
Well, needless to say, last time I had a very easy go in this gym. This time me and Grover had a very easy go in this gym.
Again.
Again. I still had the type advantage having a grass type starter, so it was great. I don't do moves that boost anything. I don't do that a lot, so I had to find a way around that. My moveset was not helping, so I had to spam X attacks.
Dude, listen, man.
So that was my. See, there was no rule. We didn't have to use moves. We just had to raise and max out stats. That's how I maxed out stats.
Yep, that was it. That was literally all there was to it.
Yeah. So that and Leaf Blade took this nice and easy. The gym itself was a breeze. Now I'm kind of nervous for Skyla. She's next because my main two are grass type and fighting. She's
yep.
flying. That's no bueno.
Yep. Down's going to be just fine.
But yeah, for now, Clay is badge number 5. So yeah, five. We're 5 badges in. Oh, geez, we're 5 in.
Yeah, man.
We're a lot more advanced than I thought. That's good. That's good.
I don't know. I feel like the difference between 4 gym badges and 5 gym badges is actually pretty significant. I don't know. It
makes
you feel that much closer.
And a lot of this story is starting to feel familiar to the last game, so I want to see how they change it up. Like, yeah, they're throwing curves here and there. The gyms change. Some of the locations change a little. But ever since we got to Castellia, it's felt like we've fallen into the same pattern as last game.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see what they do to change it up. We are going to talk a little bit about Route 6, which I believe is the one leading to Chargestone Cave.
Yeah.
Is that 6? Yeah, so
absolutely.
We're going to talk about that. There's a few things I want to touch upon here. First, at the lab, they gave us Deerling with a hidden ability, which is great because we don't have access to hidden ability any other way. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And then did you explore the cave where Cabalion used to be?
No, not yet. I was on my way over there, but I got sidetracked because I went down the path that I thought he was on, but it actually just turned out to be a ranger. And he was just like, nature!
Oh, okay.
And then he fought me, and I punched him.
Yeah, so... To get there, we obviously have to surf, which for me, I don't have a fishing rod. I don't have Samoat. I had to get creative. Or did I? Because I remembered something. I had access to 2 water types that were gift Pokemon. I had a Ludicolo and a Cloyster.
Damn.
And these were from like the mystery gifts.
Yo, he cheated.
I did not cheat. That is not cheating. That is. Listen,
no.
I didn't get Palkia, shiny legend. I did not cheat. That's a level 30. That's safe. I'm not gonna use it on my main team, but right now I'm using Cloyster as my surfer. You know, it gives me some water. Water and ice typing that my team desperately needs right now. So that's good. But right now, he's just my surfer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cheating. It's not.
It was a gift.
But that's how
they gave it to me.
It was exactly. It was a gift. It was a present.
They gave it to me. How dare you?
They gave it to me. You would have gotten it too if you had the patience for it.
Well, I'm gonna just be honest. I do not. I do not have the patience for it.
You know, it took me so long to get all the gifts, but that's fine. So I went in there, and Cabalion isn't in there.
Oh,
I'm just gonna say spoiler alert. There are lots of Pokemon that weren't there before. I believe Auron was in there.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
I know Arm was there for sure. That's the one that stood out to me the most. But I was gonna wait until Route 9 to get quick balls and go back and catch everything.
That sounds good. Because honestly,
But that's
those are very, very good balls to have.
yeah, that's about it. There are some things I want to say about two other games really quickly. One I told you about recently, actually. And if you're listening to Pokemon Timeline, I got two people who heard. That's a little thing I'm doing. It's essentially what me and Mr. Shrimp are doing here, but I'm doing it starting in Kanto and going all the way to Alola. Ended up, and this is a glitch, but still, ended up getting a level 7 Mew before fighting Misty. Super excited. I'll tell you guys more about that when I actually recorded that mini
Oh,
episode.
yeah, dude.
But Mr. of freaking level 7 Mew.
That's still really
So
good,
cool.
honestly. So, while Mew isn't too good in Pokemon Go, in the regular games, what you can do with it is that you can just keep it super, like, you can get so much coverage on it because it can learn almost every move. Almost. So, you
Exactly.
can do basically whatever you want on it, and it'll always work. It's
And
really
with a
nice.
base stat total of 600 across the board, I think it's better than the Nidoking that I got super early. So that's super exciting. And the other, I was playing around on Pokemon Y, and apparently Wonder Trading is still a thing on there, so I just did it for a while. Got really shit Pokemon because it's Wonder Trading, of course. And then I got one of the trio as in its incarnate form, level 5, so I'm not really worried about that. It's cool, but it's whatever. Genesect, level 100.
Wow. You know what
Genesect,
he did? Yo, he did that thing.
wonder traded.
He did that thing where what's it called? Like, you're not gonna play the game again, so you just what's it called? Like, you know you're not gonna play the game again, so you just throw everything into Wonder Trade and you're like, all right, I'm about to bless somebody's day at some point.
He blessed my day, and I'm like, well, now I want to try that for like the Alola game
There
and
is
for Hoenn.
a Wonder
Do
Trade for
that.
that.
Yeah, I didn't know Wonder Trading was still a thing in 2021. So I mean, I figured for Sword and Shield, yeah, but like for the older games, no, that blew my mind.
I'm actually pretty happy with it, about the fact that we can actually still get that.
With that, I think that pretty much wraps up. No. Pretty sure that wraps up everything
I think it does
for
too.
today. So we will be on next. No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say we'll be on next week. I don't know for a fact.
I would like to be on for next week,
Are
but
you going back to Disney?
No, we are not. Disney is incredibly expensive, and I'd rather not do that again. Not for a while.
Okay, so we might be back next week. But Mr. Shrimp, I do have a little project I want to show you so that you can help me so that when we record again, you can tell us about this project. So you're gonna have to stay on if you can, unless you're busy.
I could stay on for a little bit longer, yeah. What's up?
All right. Well, I can't say in the episode, then it ruins the surprise.
Fine. All I
Also,
do
is
is you're
that
just gonna have to
Scrappy
guess.
Doo? Is that the profile pic?
What that oh, so that isn't Scrabby, that's actually just Scoob.
Oh, his anchor profile pic is, I was 90% sure that was Scrappy Doo.
It is it I thought it was too, and then some nitpicker in the Twitter comment section was like, actually that's Scooby, and I'm like, shut up. No one cares. Well, I have to now, but
One cares. Yeah. All right, so
hello.
here you go. I keep seeing the profile pic you have for Anchor, and I keep thinking it's Scrappy Doo.
I'll keep telling you it's not, but it's fine.
I'm 90% sure it is
It is. I
Scrappy Doo.
promise you it's not.
Right, but I think
It'll
it's
make more
time when
sense
we
later.
get into today's episode. And today's episode is sponsored by, drumroll please. We don't have sponsors.
Happens every time, man.
We
You
don't have
do me
sponsors
like
if
this
we
every time, man.
But there is something that we should mention in this quote unquote sponsor segment, and that is we are on YouTube. Our first video is up. I believe I put a link in the description last time and then never posted it. So today you'll be getting two episodes, and you'll be getting a link to Team We Tried's first episode on YouTube, Up and Comers. I hope you guys enjoy that. We worked really hard on it. The second episode is already in the works. So yeah, I
Yo,
gotta remember to post it. I'm so sorry.
if you don't check out that YouTube video, I'ma shoot you. That's it. I'm gonna just find you.
Yeah, no, he's serious about that.
Clearly.
But before we get into that, before we get into today's episode in full, we were hanging out today, and I guess this is technically Pokemon related because there were Pokemon involved, but we got our asses kicked in Smash Bros. Ultimate today by an entire team of level 9 Pokemon. Mr. Shrimp, do you want to tell us about that?
All right, so here's how it went down, right? So
I cried.
we got in the ring. We got in the ring, and they said, look,
Right.
it's two chumps. So they started blasting left and right, and they used all different kinds of cheats and hacks, and they had assist trophies and Pokeballs. I didn't turn those on. What do you mean I wanted a free fight? What are you talking about? No, those just appeared out of nowhere. You can't prove anything.
Let me tell you guys, it got so bad that it was three stocks each. It got so bad that I lost my three stocks and I stole two of Mr. Shrimp's and I still got murdered before him, I'm pretty sure.
The craziest. No, so with those five stocks, on the fifth stock, you took that stock the exact same time that I died.
Oh, well, the point is, I look, we tried our best.
It was pretty funny, though. It was pretty funny.
Was hilarious. But on to today's episode, tell us what happened last time. They're gonna hear it in a sec because it's gonna get posted in a sec. But tell us what happened last time anyways. Quick
So,
recap.
in the last episode, we were talking about a lot of stuff up until Skyla's gym, but we haven't even actually thinking about it. We still need to talk about Chargestone Cave. We actually ended off right there. We were talking about
Ooh.
Deerling with his hidden ability. We were talking about
Right,
let's
six, Route
see,
six.
yeah, actually, we were talking about that, and I actually don't even. So one thing that we didn't mention about Route 6 is that's actually the route that you get Surf on. If you go a little bit farther into the route, you get the HM for Surf, so you can actually like start moving around the overworld. And this is where a lot of the game actually does open up. For instance, with Surf, you can actually go into what's it called? You can go into a bunch of new caves now, a bunch of new routes,
Oh, I
and
didn't think of going back and exploring caves.
well, yeah, because that's with that. You don't need Surf for this cave, but there's actually Relic Cave over in Driftvale City, like down when you go to down where you go to like the Pokemon like World Tour, like Battle Arena. You know what I'm talking about, right?
There's a cave.
Yeah, so to the left, there's a construction dude, and he's in front of a cave, and he says that the cave connects to somewhere, and so you can actually just walk right past him. It looks like you're not supposed to be able to, but there's literally like a one tile gap, and you can walk right past him, and you walk in there, and it's Relic Cave, and it actually links up to Relic Castle over in Route 4.
Shit, there's a ton of things I have to do. One thing I do know that do you have fly yet?
Yes, I do.
If you fly back to your house, there's a little pond there, and you can surf over there and get a TM.
I will be doing that soon.
It. That's all I
Mainly
know.
because, as the viewers, excuse me, as the listeners are gonna figure out, I'm stuck in Reversal Mountain and I don't know where to go, and there's so many Pokemon that are trying to fight me.
Do you have an escape rope?
I have a Pokemon with Dig.
Yes, do that and just look up how to get out afterwards.
I think I will as soon as I get all the items on this floor.
And like buy repels.
I haven't done that in a very long time, but I also have a stupid amount of money, so I think I'm gonna go do
I
that.
mean,
But yeah,
it's genius. Getting into what we're supposed to talk about, Chargestone Cave. It's shocking, isn't it? Haven't
I'm
talked
gonna hurt
about
you.
that.
I'm gonna hurt you.
Okay, so Chargestone Cave is kind of like it was last time, except we don't get interrupted by Team Plasma every 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. The area that you're able to go through is the exact same, with a couple minor
But you
differences.
get to explore it without
Yeah.
without any
Like
interruptions.
N doesn't come up and talk to you, Professor Juniper doesn't come up and talk to you except that one time. The Shadow Triad doesn't kidnap you, anything like that. Did we go over the Shadow Triad in the Pokemon World Tour?
They're in the oh, I don't think we did, but like it's kind of like should we?
Okay. On the off chance that we didn't, okay, everyone else just skip ahead like 2 or 3 minutes if we did cover this. In case we didn't, the main thing is that after you beat the Pokemon World Tour, you walk outside of the arena and you hear that Team Plasma actually has a whole ship docked in front of the arena. So you run out, and we see that there's like nobody's on the ship. At first, like nobody's on the deck, so you, Hugo, in my case, Hugh for everybody else, and not Professor, Charon. He also goes on the ship, so everybody goes onto the top deck, and we get swarmed by like 10 or so plasma guys. You fight them. You fight
True,
them
I don't
off.
think we talked about this.
Yeah. So you fight. Yeah, I don't think we did, but so you fight them off. And you basically have to choose who you help. I helped Hugo first because I didn't trust him. But then I realized that Charon's Pokemon are actually way weaker than Hugo's. So I was like, shit, I probably should have helped Charon first. But it's whatever. We help the two of them. And then one of the seven sages comes out. I can't remember what his name is. But he comes out and he says that as the new Team Plasma, like disruptions like this one shouldn't be let like aren't gonna be like forgotten so easily. And Sharon's like, yo, we literally beat you 2 years ago. I don't know why you're back. The Team Plasma guy, he's like, you know what? If I had more time to deal with you, I'd whoop your ass right now. But unfortunately, I think I have to do. So he calls a Shadow Triad, and apparently the Shadow Triad are so skilled that they can just paralyze people. Like they do the
Ninjas.
They do the instant transmission, you know, like, chomp, and they like appear right behind you. And the reason that you can't move when that's happening, like you can't react, is because they've already paralyzed you as soon as they like arrived. Which parallels why they were so impressed with Bryson last game. Because remember, the Shadow Triad popped up right after you beat the Ice Gym. But before they did, Bryson's like, show yourselves, get out here, I know you're here. And they come out and they're like, you know what? That's impressive. So
He
we can
too is
see
a
why now.
ninja.
He's pretty good
He's now
too.
an actor, though. He's
He's a
now
pretty
just an actor.
actor slash former ninja, a finja,
Ninja?
as it were. Anyway, after we get unparalyzed, and the boat just disappears. We don't know where it went to. It just disappears along with all the people that were on it and all the Pokemon that got taken. Hugo has a mental breakdown, and he's like, I still wasn't strong enough to get the Persian back. I mean, to get the,
Persan.
there you
No,
go.
not for Purloin.
Purloin, there we go. I know it was a cat Pokemon, but it started with a P, but that's all I had. So he's like, I wasn't strong enough to get the Purloin back. No! And then he goes and runs off because he doesn't
No.
get stronger. And Charon's like, you know what? A lot of shit just happened. There's a lot of stuff to digest. So you know what? I'm gonna go talk to the other gym leaders. You go check out Route 6. I'll meet you over there as soon as I make some phone calls. And then he goes over to Route 6.
Yeah. And that catches us up to Chargestone, right?
Yep.
Because we talk about literally everything else on Chargestone. I mean, up to Chargestone.
Yeah, pretty much. Aside from the legendaries that you can get right now, as another quick aside, everybody skip to what like 11:30. So if you go through
There
relic
are
caves, there's a bunch of
legendaries.
yeah. There's a bunch of items and stuff that you can get in there. But the main thing is that it leads to the bottom floor of Relic Castle where Volcarona is. You can't get there now if you just go downwards through Relic Cave. I mean Relic Castle. You have to go through Relic Cave for it. And but on the bright side, there's a new sunstone in there. That's pretty cool.
I'm going there now. Literally, as we're speaking,
Did
doing
you
that
forget the
right now.
sunstone?
I forgot Volcarona.
That's probably more important, yeah.
You know how hard it was for me to raise it to put on my main team last game?
Are you gonna do it now? You're gonna do it now so you don't have to do it later?
I mean, I'm gonna get it because I'm gonna get it, but I'm not gonna get it because of the main. I'm not putting it on my team. I've already used it.
All right, welcome back everybody who skipped ahead an entire minute. Well, one singular minute. But yeah, so now we're talking about Charge Stone Cave.
Yes. It's
So do
they're
you want to play
flying
Tifa?
blue rocks. They're magnetic. And it's the exact same thing as last time. If you were here last for like the last game, it's the exact same route. You just go through it the exact same way. And there you go. If you're new to this, there's a little gimmick here where there's magnetic rocks that you push into bigger rocks in order to clear a path. And it's blue, and honestly, it's just visually really nice. And that's all I gotta say about Charge.
What about the Nugget Brothers? What about them?
No, this time it's a Nugget guy and his son.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
That's
it.
it.
That's all I got.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay, cool. So Mistralton City is a little different from what it was last time. Last time, this is where we met Cedric Juniper, father of Professor Juniper, and this time we did it. Instead, I think this is the very first time we meet Professor Juniper in person and not over four-way calls because, COVID and social distance.
Listen, we didn't need to bring that in here again, but here we are.
Yeah, no, it's exactly how it happened. So this is the first time we see her. And the way it works this time is you don't have to go to the graveyard tower thing, because you don't have to. You just have to battle Skyla. But you know what? I went there for experience points because I thought I'd get more stuff. Because my team does not handle flying types at all. No, so I went up there and trained. Did you?
You went up to No, I actually didn't. I
So the
went
thing
along.
is,
Yeah, go on.
oh,
Actually, you say
sorry.
your thing. No, you say your thing
So
and
the thing is,
I'll talk.
the tower, it's just like it was last time, except when you get to the top, no one's up there to tell you to ring the bell. You just ring it yourself because you feel like it. And I decided to go up to Twist Mountain, see if I can get some more experience there. And they don't let you in. The fighting type Elite Four guy is like, no, you shall not pass. Get out of here. Go get a badge.
Yeah. Actually,
Yeah.
that's exactly it.
Yeah. So yeah. Then we go back and there's Skyla's gym and she's trying to kill us.
So I'll explain the gym mechanic here, right? So in
Yes,
the
please.
last game, what she did was she literally fired us out of cannons. That's safe and all. There's no like shock absorbing, there's no like pads or anything. Like, nah, she just shoots you into straight
Into
concrete,
metal pole.
and then at that last cannon, she shoots you all the way across the gym straight into a metal wall, and you eat shit on that wall, right? So much so that you just slide down it, right? This time, how the gym is structured is it's a little miniature maze, and there's you're on like high rises, so you're on like big like grates that are up hanging above like a plane hanger. And she has fans that are at the end of the gym that are strong enough to push people through wooden crates, right? So
It hurts.
you have to run the entire you have to run through the gym finding safe spots so you don't get blown away by the fan. And if you do, you either have to reset or fight somebody. It depends on, specifically where you are in the maze. But the thing is that she also has like a bunch of pilots that are around saying that, oh, this wind, I'm stronger than this wind. This, like, if you can't beat this wind, then you can't beat Skyla, blah blah blah. And after you get through most of the gym, and you go to Skyla, and we'll talk about her fight in a second. How you get back out of the gym is you literally let yourself get taken by the wind, and you smash through like three crates with your damn face, bro. It's like the most painful way to exit a gym I've seen in a while.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It hurts. And yeah, she hurts me. And to be honest, I completely forgot about what challenge we had to do, so I just went into the gym. So I apologize for that.
That is fine. Because the only
But
challenge
how
I've been
did
doing
you
so
do
far is the Nuzlocke.
Like, how did you
So
do against her?
far I've been doing okay. So I actually had to think of a new strategy, right? Because I didn't have anything that was super effective against flying types. Like I didn't have specifically rock types. I didn't have specifically electric types or anything like that. I don't even have any ice type moves on any of the Pokemon that I could use. But I was able to. I remember that I actually caught an Aaron. I caught an Aaron on the last
Yeah.
route, so I was actually able to. I trained him up into a Lairon, and I taught him Rock Slide, and he has Iron Head and Protect and whatever. So he's actually like he's a very very tanky. He's very defensive. That couldn't help me too much with her mag, not her mag. With her Skarmory, because regardless of what Lairon
Steel
did, he wouldn't
type.
be super effective. So, but I needed a tank and not, and then needed a damage dealer. So what I did was I brought in my Magmar, that that's Afrojack for everybody who's paying attention. He's the Magmie that I caught like way back at like the power plant. This isn't like episode one or two. But he's a Magmar now, so I brought him in, and he cooked Skarmory to a nice crisp, and Lairon kept everybody safe,
Ooh.
you know. So then I got like, Jesus, I don't even know how much money she gave me. Like everybody in that gym was loaded, bro. So having the Amulet Coin on was fantastic. But she gave me like a ton of money that I'm gonna spend on exclusively revives because I need a lot of them. No, no, not
How
revives.
do
Not
revives work
revives.
in your
No,
nose
no,
like
no, no. Not revives.
that?
Repels.
Repels.
Excuse me.
Repels. All right, so for me, my team does not handle flying types. Aside from my Arcanine, which does neutral damage, my starter is weak to it. Lucario, weak to it. Flygon, weak to flying. Freaking, I have an Elekid from like the second gym that I should have trained up for this. I'm pretty sure I could have gotten an Electivire by now if I traded with white version. I haven't done that yet. And that's on me. That's on me entirely. But I thought I had a solution. Remember, I caught seven Eevees. One of them I evolved into Glaceon by transferring it to white version. The only evolutions I'm missing right now are the friendship evos. Friendship evos suck.
Your friendship does
Why is
suck,
it
yeah.
sucks ass? But whatever. Whatever. I'm not salty. You are. But yeah, my thought was Glaceon because ice is super effective. My Glaceon was a glass cannon. Took care of one and got KO'd. So I had to be creative because I didn't want to lose against Skyla. Because I'm pretty sure you weren't going to lose to Skyla, and that would have been bragging rights.
Yeah.
We can't do
It'd be like
that.
that. It'd be like that.
And I remember Lucario had Ice Punch.
Ooh, actually,
And
that's pretty good.
dear God. Yes, it's very nice. And dear God, Ice Punch is so helpful and so great.
Yeah, man. And plus, the steel type kind of helps patch up the
Yeah.
whole.
So any flying type attack was neutral. Ice Punch was super effective. I finally reached Volcarona.
That's good.
And it turns out she, aside from Skarmory, which took a while because it was tanky and I couldn't do much super effective damage, it was a relatively easy fight. And up to this point, most of the badges ever since we reached Castellia City, it's been the same as the last game. And I'm really glad that this is where things change. And you're going to tell us about that right now.
So in Castellia City,
No.
I
We
yeah,
don't.
that's
We
yeah, I literally got out a Castellia cone out of my bag so I could give it to one of my Pokemon. That is my bad. I am all over the place today.
In Castellia City, we're not in
In
Castellia
Castellia City, wow, this desert town looks man, Castellia really set up, changed their aesthetic.
No.
So after we beat Skyla, what happens afterward is that we actually get taken on a plane to a different town. While I don't remember what the name of that town is because I'm really bad with names, it's
Check
basically like
your town map.
maybe I will assuming
Lentimus.
here we go. Okay, so it's Lentimus Town. It sounds kind of like
I
those
remember
bees.
that.
Nice.
Yes, I
So
was gonna say I remember that. I had lentejas soup today.
yeah, look, it sounds exactly like those beans, and it looks exactly how they taste too. So this town is super dusty. It's really dirty. It looks like a Western movie. And there aren't that many people living here, but there's some really strong Pokemon here. Like you have like Trapinches here. You have what's it called? A lot of ghost type Pokemon here as well. But if you go
Yeah.
through, oh, there's Buffalo here too, but
Oh, this
I fucking despise Buffalo just because every time I find one in the wild, it eats my it, anyway. It fucks me up. That's what I'm trying to say. But if you are able to steal yourself and go through the tall grass, there's actually an abandoned house way to the right of that town, and it's
yes.
called the Strange House, for very good reasons. A lot of things happen there.
Stranger Things seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4. Doctor Strange movies 1 and 2 are recorded there, you
I'd
know.
say Doctor Strange movies are probably the most accurate thing.
Yeah.
All right, go on. Tell them what they won for going through the tall grass.
Oh, okay. So before we get into why the Strange House is so important, I just want to note that this is really huge on the whole gaming department because they took a very, very, very minor detail from the post game of the last game, and gave it a little conclusion. What was the name of the Blue Bridge?
I don't know. I went there like once and never went back. So I don't know.
I gotta check my map. I can't do that. I reset the game because I accidentally KO'd Volcarona, so soft reset.
Yeah, you need to do that anyway.
I think it was a Marvelous Bridge. I could be mistaken, so I'll have to check that in a second. But on that bridge, at the very end, and not always, every so often, there's going to be, if you talk to the guy at the very end, there's going to be a girl who appears and disappears, just like teleports. She doesn't say anything. And the guy turns to you and is like, "Did you see that? Like, did it actually happen?" You can't interact with her. Route 15. Marvelous Bridge. I was right.
Wow, good job. You're 2 for 2 right now.
2 for 2. But yeah, she like goes there and disappears. And this is Unova's quote unquote ghost girl. I know she's appeared in other games before as a different ghost girl. I don't know too much about the ghost girl lore and other games, but I do know Unova. So it was a very minor detail. It's like I'm still trying to trigger it in this playthrough, a void version, because I keep going back to try to trigger it. I've tried everything I could think of, except just now I thought of maybe putting Darkrai in my party and going over there. I'm trying to trigger it. But the thing is, we don't know where she went or where she came from. enter Black and White 2 2 years after the Black and White storyline, going south, east of Lentima Sound, south of the Reversal Cave, and we reach a strange house. And things are, well, they're strange. Furniture is upturned, ghost types are everywhere. The way you do this is you go into the basement and you come up, and all the furniture has been rearranged. And you go into a room and you come out, and the furniture has been rearranged. There's like two trainers. I don't know what they're doing there, but they're there.
Hold
They're
on.
there.
He actually just lied to you. Those trainers are outside. They're not in the actual house.
No, for me, there are two people inside.
Oh, okay. I lied about him lying.
Why would
I don't even
you
have
put me there
because I don't have two trainers in the strange house. I have two cyclists outside the strange house.
No. If you go, I think it's a in the top floor, furthest on left and right, furthest rooms left and right. There are two people in there.
Yo, I explored that whole house, man.
Was
I
in
didn't
a
see
panic for.
anything, bro. I promise you.
What do you? Okay.
We'll have to explain that. We'll have to explore that a little later.
Terrified. I'm gonna have you go back and check the whole
You
house.
might
But
have brought
yeah,
two ghost trainers, homie.
no, don't tell me that. My game is haunted.
All right, but still.
She appeared every now
Yes,
and then. And
fine.
at the end, it's calling out to an Abra. She's calling out to her mom, to her dad. It turns out she's dead. It's the same girl from the bridge. It's confirmed by Nintendo, so on and so forth. Turns out she's dead. She's been dead for, well, okay, so she's been dead 2 years for the games. She's already a ghost in the game she appears in. We can assume she died like Team Plasma killed her. That's it. She's dead. You don't fight her, which is good. But she gives you a lunar wing, a random item to summon a legendary Pokemon, which we don't get until post game. Spoiler alert! But I thought it was really nice that they did something with that random NPC, and they wrapped it up. They let her rest in peace. It was like a nice conclusion to that one random incident that sometimes happens.
Nice.
And then we get to Mr. Shrimp's favorite part, getting stuck in Reversal Mountain, which is fun
I
because
found the
my
way out.
game.
I'm doing good.
Oh, okay. So the way Reversal Mountain works is in White 2, there's lava, it's hot, and in Black 2, it's the reverse. It's a Reversal Mountain, get it? It's the reverse.
You know, sometimes. All right,
Yeah.
but he's spitting facts right now. So, Reversal Mountain actually has two completely different looks depending on the game that they're in. So, in my game, it's actually really dark and damp. It's kind of nasty in here. There's a lot of water everywhere. It's very cool. Very dark. But in White Suit, it's actually like filled to the brim with lava. So much so, like there's, it's actually such a phenomena that Twist Mountain is like alive and brimming with like activity that in my game, they talk about a mountain, a version of Reversal Mountain that has the legendary Heatran in it because Heatran has like magma that flows through its body and that's what powers the mountain. And they talk
Yeah.
about that in my game all the time. So I wonder if they mentioned anything over in White too.
Not sure if they did. I kind of just skimmed through what everyone else was saying. But speaking of hot and heavy, because that's what my reversal mind is, we get to spend time with our favorite ex-rival, Bianca. Oh, I forgot what she's doing there, but she helps us get across.
She's doing research for Professor Juniper.
Oh, true, true. And that kind of concludes everything we got to. I got a bit further. So the end of Reversal Mountain brings us to Wandella Town, which is a post-game place. The last game, I did some exploring because that's where we faced Cynthia in the last game. We don't fight her this time. She's not there. It's different. You'll see. I don't know if you saw it the first time.
So far, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about Bianca being super helpful. No, wait, no, wait, no, wait, no. No, don't say bye for now. Okay, good. So I just found the way out of Reversal Mountain, but Bianca's been helping me by hitting my
Save,
Pokemon all the
save,
time.
save,
So I'm gonna
save.
hold on to her while she's here. But yeah, okay, so you said save?
You need to save. Yeah, save. And tell us why you need to save.
Why do I need to save? I actually don't know. I'm still looking around.
You and saving, you suck.
Oh yeah, actually,
You
yeah.
suck at.
I do need to save a lot. I just need to save a lot more. I don't know if it's anybody else, like with the listeners, man. I don't know if it's anybody else, but I have a terrible time saving in my DS games specifically, right? Because for me, I just close it. Like having the convenience of being able to just close it and then just put it wherever makes me forget that it's saved. Like, so I'll close the DS and I'll like, oh yeah, it's probably like it'll be fine. And then I leave it somewhere and I don't come back to it for like a day or two. And either the thing dies
Forever.
or I turn off the game or whatever. It's like it's really not a good play.
No, please save it now, like five times, so I know.
As soon as I get out of this fight, then we'll be good. But yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we go on to the next town? I think we're going off to Opelousas,
We have to get there, but there's a few things in the way. I know because I went there.
right?
You don't know yet because you haven't been there yet, but you'll be there soon. So,
Yeah, but you'll figure it. Like you haven't found it out yet, but you'll figure it out.
yeah, there's there. Oh shit! I killed it again.
Man, you are not having a good time
Well,
with that
time to
Volcarona, huh?
turn up. I mean, I saved right before interacting with it, and my goal is throw Quick Ball. If it doesn't work, maybe try again. If not, just shut off, turn on Quick Ball. Bounce, that's how I caught every legendary in the last game. I saved before,
And then just kept
right
on Quick
before
Ball.
interacting with them. Throw Quick Ball, didn't work, off and on. Throw Quick Ball, off and on until it worked.
I mean, yeah, that's one way to do it. Personally, I like timer balls because that's what I did with the. You ever play Pokemon Coliseum or Pokemon Gale of Darkness?
No, but timer balls are still a thing. I get why they're useful, but like you gotta be in there for a while.
It's 20 turns. For them to get their max power,
It's 30 now.
it's 30
It's
in here.
30 and yeah.
Okay, that kind of sucks. That is quite a long time. Because 20 turns isn't
They
that bad,
are,
but
but
yeah.
yeah, they are convenient, but timer ball is first turn. If it didn't succeed, you could just like off and on right there on the spot. No more time wasted.
Okay, yeah. So Bianca just said that she's doing research on Heatran. That's what she's here for. All right, and now we're in Undella Town. So we'll actually talk
Yeah.
about this next time. So thank you everybody so much for listening, if indeed you still are. Hope it found you
Yes, and
well.
I will not forget to. Mr. Shrimp is gonna remind me in like 20 minutes.
Gotta remind you in 20 minutes to do what? You cut out there a little bit.
To post because I forgot last week, and as soon as I opened the app, it was like, do you want to post episode? Oh
I'm not
shit.
gonna let you forget that this time. Yeah, don't worry, guys. We'll post the juice. We'll post the juice. We'll post the sauce as soon as we can. Okay? Okay, that sounds great.
Yes.
Now, Karasi, your
Me.
outro better be
My outro.
fantastic this time.
Yes, it will be fantastic.
Okay. Do it. Do it up. Let's go.
Wait, what did I do last time?
You just said you don't have an outro, so you're just gonna end it. And then you literally just left me. You
Oh,
left me
true.
there, cold and alone in that podcast call.
He wants cuddles.
What if I do? What about it?
You heard it here. You heard it here first, folks. He wants cuddles. That being said, guys, the usual, don't forget, wear a mask, wear gloves, do whatever you gotta do to feel safe. Don't be a Karen. We don't like Karens.
But if you could be a Charon, that'd be fantastic.
Don't be a Charon. We have one. That's the only one we want.
We like Charon. We
Yes.
stand Charon out here.
We like Charon, but like, imagine an army of Charons.
That'd be pretty nice, actually.
Then how do you know which one's which?
They'll have different glasses. They'll have slightly different haircuts. One will. So, you know, Charon has that cowlick up at the top of his head. Some people will have
Yes.
that straight. Other people will have it like curved, like a question mark. And other people will have like two of them. And then you'll have one with like a keychain. Like, you know, you could do it. You can figure out ways.
Yeah, that being said, don't forget masks, gloves, do whatever you got to do to feel safe. Stay 6 feet apart from everyone else. Don't forget, follow us, go on YouTube, subscribe. If not, not only will you be 6 feet apart from people, Mr. Shrimp will make sure you're 6 feet apart from everything, including the ground. It'll be like 6 feet above you. Isn't that great? I don't think
So
we can
what I
threaten
would
people
say
on
is,
here.
I don't think we can do that. We still got to come up with a way to do it. But
Mr.
if you
Shrimp,
did like
stop
any of
threatening
this
people.
content, so if you did like any of this content, I would say that our stuff on YouTube is actually a lot more polished. Instead of being off the cuff, like this one is actually like something we've been working on in our spare time a lot. So I would definitely recommend doing that if you do like anything like this. Plus I think it's I think the content's pretty funny.
Yes, why don't you
But yeah,
give us,
definitely.
why don't you
Please,
tell
please,
us a
please go
bit
check that
about
out.
that real quick? Actually, give us a
No, I
quick
don't.
summary so that they can be interested.
I think honestly, I think everyone who would be interested has already been gone over there. But I
Well,
will
yeah.
say that it's us trying to start up a company and be famous, you know.
Yes.
You know, like the premise is us doing our best to be successful
Yeah.
in the face of our CEO's blatant like inadequacy. Like it's fuck it's I like it a lot, and
Yeah.
I relate to it on like a spiritual level because
And you
my
know the
management is
part of
terrible.
it?